السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد. قال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم: حسنوا اموالکم بالزکاۃ وداووا مرضاکم بالصدقہ واستقبلوا امواج البلاء بالدعاء والتضرع، او كما قال علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. Yesterday we had comments discussing this Hadith Sharif. I had stated that everywhere around the globe people are facing different kinds of calamities, disasters, problems, and locally also, if we have to look at it, there are so many different kinds of problems that we are facing. We must not only look at one small area of ours, we must look at the country at large and the people at large. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informing us that protection of your wealth is in zakat. Give your zakat and fortify. Protect your wealth. It will safeguard your wealth. I explained yesterday that this does not mean that we must not employ security guards. We must not take any other precautionary measures. We must not have any kind of security equipment. It does not mean that. All those things we will use as means, but one of the greatest means of the protection of wealth is the giving of zakat. And if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informing us, then the Quran Sharif tells us, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ, meaning that whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, it is not out of his own will or whim. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever he says, it is wahi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has inspired him. Revelation has come upon him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informs the ummah and people through wahi that he receives from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So who is the one that really protects the wealth? It's not our security equipment. It's not our security guards. In fact, so many places, there's no shortage of evidence, we all know. So many places, it's the same security guards who have burgled and raided those shops and businesses and those homes, for they knew fully well that there's nobody at home. The person is gone on leave or is gone on holiday. So on that particular night, the person will conveniently stay away and say, I was sick, and the house will be burgled. So the real protection is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All these things are means of protection, but the protection lies in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has decided to protect, then under all conditions it will be protected. And if Allah ta'ala in his wisdom decided that that person must suffer some loss in his wealth or property, then no matter how much of security guards he has and how much of sophisticated equipment he installs, but it will still get burgled and still get raided. Or the person will just drive out of his garage, he'll just come outside onto the road and he'll get hijacked. So that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wisdom. And also, we must not believe that whosoever suffers a loss, then definitely it is an azab of Allah ta'ala. After having given zakat also, the person can suffer some loss. You think the sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu ajmain didn't give zakat? They had to leave behind everything in Makkatul Mukarrama, although zakat became farz in Madinah Tayyiba. But the fact is that even after that, there were quite a number of people who suffered great losses. So it's not that they didn't give zakat. If Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. So there will be some losses. Allah Ta'ala says he will definitely test you with these type of losses. So for the pious ones, the righteous ones, those who are given their zakat, you know, and those who are giving sadaqat and all that, it is a test. But generally this is what happens. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the person, if he suffers a loss, whether on land or in the jungle or anywhere, then that, or on sea, then that is due to non-payment of zakat. And I mentioned this yesterday, that most of us are very, very negligent when it comes to zakat. Either we do a haphazard calculation, or we don't even know on what item zakat is payable. We don't even bother to find out. And if we have worked out our zakat, then when it comes to dispensing of that zakat, any person that just comes with a collection book, we just write the zakat and we give it away, unconcerned whether that person is reliable or not. How many people are doing collection at present? Everyone seems to be wanting everybody's zakat and lillah, fitrah and sadqah. So unconcerned, we are just keep on giving zakat, and then we think that we have discharged our duty, whereas the real thing was that we should have searched for those poor and needy people and gone and given it to them. But if we haven't got the time, then at least make sure that the person that you are giving zakat to, he is reliable. He is not one of those who is reputed to be embezzling funds, etc. So zakat has to be paid properly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when my ummah will indulge in 15 things, then azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come down. That's the mafhum of that hadith sharif. We cannot discuss those whole 15 things today, but the fact is that amongst those 15 things, and again, in what kind of azab? Earthquakes, gale force winds, metamorphosis, and so many other kinds of azab have been mentioned. One of those 15 things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions in that hadith sharif is that people will consider zakat as a kind of penalty or fine. Zakat is not a tax, it is not a penalty, it is not a fine. People will consider zakat as a tax, like how we pay VAT and we pay this tax and that tax, because they say two things are certain. There is no difference of opinion. One is death and the other is tax. That is certain. So zakat is not tax, it is an ibadat. And we have to learn to condition our minds that when we are dispensing and when we are giving zakat, we are actually engaging in an ibadat. Just as how we make salat, we go for hajj, and we do other ibadat, worship, in the same way zakat is a form of ibadat. It cleanses and purifies the wealth. It is a means of cleansing and purifying that wealth also. And then Allah Ta'ala gives so much in return to the person who gives zakat. He multiplies it so many times depending on the sincerity of that person. And then He gives him back multiple rewards he gets. Now which government after taking tax says that you have given tax, so therefore will multiply it and give it back to you? Has any government done that? So how can it be a tax? So the person must give it willingly. He must be happy. And look at the great benefit that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that protect your wealth. It will be a protection of your wealth if you give this zakat. There are so many other virtues of zakat. Read in the fazail of zakat. But let us go on to the second point. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Da'u mardakum bis sadaqah. Treat your sick ones with sadaqah. The medication that you must give is sadaqah. Now it won't make sense. And that is what we have to understand, that whether it makes sense or not. This hadith sharif is Kanzul Umbal and so many other kitabs. So we have to understand that whether it makes sense to us or not. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated something and it is authentic, then it is the truth and nothing but the truth. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody can be more truthful than him. And as I said, that he informs through wahi that he receives. Now he is saying that treat your sick through sadaqah. Again, we must not misunderstand. It's difficult now, we have to explain everything in detail, otherwise people get wrong understanding. Again, it does not mean that you mustn't go and see a doctor, that you mustn't take prescription from a doctor, that you mustn't go to a hospital and go and take treatment. You don't have to do anything now. All the doctors must close up their surgeries. And any patient comes, they must just say, go and give sadaqah. So it doesn't mean that. It means that just as we are adopting the other means Medication is a means. I have mentioned that incident of that Hakim many times, that when he was going past a Qabristan, then he used to always blindfold himself or put his hand over his eyes and then pass the Qabristan, the graveyard. So somebody asked him, Hakim Saab, Doctor Saab, why is it that whenever you're passing this graveyard, you close your eyes? He says, I feel very embarrassed because most of the people in this graveyard, they have reached there due to my medication. My medication sent them there. So many people, they reach the graveyard with medication. And so many people get shifa. So the shifa is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So just as medication is a means of shifa, dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. That there is effect in dua also and dawa also. But the cure lies in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving us a means of shifa, that treat your sick ones with sadaqah. That the person is sick, so give some sadaqah. And this sadaqah, this charity that the person gives, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with the barakat of that will cure that person of his ailment, of his sickness, of his disease. And this has been the experience of millions of people who had that kind of yaqeen and faith and trust in Allah Ta'ala. But once again I repeat that together with that, the person, he takes medication, he does everything. He adopts the means. But the trust must be in Allah Ta'ala. And inshallah we will continue from here tomorrow that how the giving of sadaqah, there are incidents in the kitabs and many people's experiences also. Or the person was suffering from some kind of a disease for a long, long time, and then just gave some sadaqah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cured that person of that disease. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us yaqeen, complete faith and trust in the ayat and the verses of the Quran Sharif, and in the ahadith and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, Da'u mardakum bis sadaqah. And then face the waves of calamities with what? With dua and with supplication and humility. Because dua wards off those calamities which have already come, and dua also becomes a shield and a barrier against those calamities which are still coming. So we will discuss that inshallah, or some part of it tomorrow, if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health, and another opportunity. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں اللہ 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 Allah, Allahu 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 Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين او ما بلغنا الله ماي رحيم الله ماي كريم الله او ماي كريم الله يو ار كريم كريم gives to one who is not even deserving يا الله we know we were not deserving of iman and islam we were not deserving of all the bounties that you have blessed us with But yet you blessed us with Iman, with Islam, and with so much of your ni'mat showering upon us. Ya Allah, since you are Kareem, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh, my beloved Allah, my most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beautiful Allah. Forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Bless each and every one with Islam, with Iman. Change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity and happiness. Change the conditions of insecurity to that of security. My beloved Allah, it is not difficult for you to change hearts. The Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, they came from different backgrounds. Some came from the Nasara, some came from the Yahud, some from the Munafiqoon. Ya Allah, they came from the Mushrikeen. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radhu an. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the direction of our lives. My beloved Allah, we are on the road that leads to the fire of Jahannam. Change our route, my beloved Allah. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. My beloved Allah, distance us from everything that is displeasing to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with a life of taqwa. Ya Allah, bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen and trust in you. Ya Allah, bless us with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us so much of your love and so much of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That it becomes extremely easy to do everything pleasing to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes amongst us. Ya Allah, jo bhi bimar hai, unko shifa ata farmao. Unko shifa tam, kamil, ajil, mustamir naseeb farmao. Ya Allah, cure us of all our ailments, spiritual and physical. We know that sometimes diseases, sicknesses, ailments can be a mercy in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. Bless us all with good health, spiritual and physical. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, Ya Allah, you are the provider. You are Razzaq. Bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove the financial difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils. Ah, my beloved Allah, what kind of pain and suffering parents are going through. Ya Allah, bring those children back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents also the tawfiq to throw out of their lives and homes everything that is bringing corruption in the lives of the children. My beloved Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Make us all yours and become ours. If you are ours, our children will be coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. But if you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera. Falak mera sami mere. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, pe ho jao uska. Yehi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Madina Tayyiba mein hame shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Bless us with burial in Baqi. And if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, the best of this world and the best of hereafter. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the akhirat. Protect us from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection from. And bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for his ummah. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the tests and the trials. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا وَشَفِيعِنَا وَمَوْلَانَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ